has been pointed out by all kinds of people, that you can understand Jesus and his career and his view of the world as basically a kind of upending of things as they normally are. Or to put it more explicitly, he basically offered drastically new meanings, new definitions for some fairly standard words. Power, for example. Power is normally understood as the capacity to control, coerce, violate in one way or another. And with Jesus, power is understood in a radically opposite way. Power is the capacity to liberate people. And notice that you cannot liberate people. You can only create the environment in which people can become free. And that's the exercise of power that Jesus talked about. Routine. You can't coerce freedom, after all. Or authority. Here, too, we have much the same thing. Authority typically means, though, somebody from one source or another has the capacity to get what they want done by somebody else, by just giving orders. People in authority, the cops, the government, the Pope. That's not what authority means with Jesus. It goes back to its original sense, which means someone who has authority is somebody who helps somebody else to grow. That's the root meaning of the word authority. And then the word I want to focus on today, another familiar word which Jesus radically reinterpreted, responsibility. What do you think of when you hear the word responsibility? You've got to be responsible. You have to somehow conform to the wishes of somebody else or to some external structure or force or organization or social norms. And that's what responsible behavior is. And not at all what Jesus had in mind. Rather, here too, we go back to the absolute root meaning of the word responsibility. To be responsible is what? To be able to respond. Please note that, in other words, the center of gravity radically shifts from me conforming to some external thing to something that rises up from myself, from within myself. Nobody can make me responsible. Any parent knows you. Try making your kids responsible. You've got to be responsible in this world. Rubbish. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. To be responsible means to be able to react to what is around you in the world. Full stop. It does not mean conformity to somebody's expectations, even your own expectations. It means that to be radically open to what you encounter in the world. I mean, instance after instance of this in the New Testament. The Good Samaritan wasn't being responsible. And he stopped and saw this guy near dead on the side of the road. He just saw him, and the source of that response was his own goodness. The father of the prodigal son wasn't told, you got to be responsible for that kid. No, he just saw the kid and did it. The source of response was his own goodness. Again, you go through instance after instance, story after story in the New Testament, and you get the same thing. And finally, of course, the absolute locale of this understanding of responsibility is the great judgment scene in Matthew. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was in jail, you visited me. In other words, you were responsive. You were responsive. You responded. Something in you freed you up so that you could see And that's a crucial thing. And respond. Nobody had to tell you anything. You just had to work the world with your eyes and your heart opened and moved from that place. Now, were we talking about this during Lent? Because we don't respond. We're quite content to ignore or be indifferent to so much of what goes on around us, even inside us, because we don't want to see, or we don't want to be discomforted, or we don't want to break our routine, or whatever other reasons, or we're simply perverse and blind, willfully blind. That's why they had the story of the blind man. And the parents, of course, are a good example of irresponsibility. They didn't want to say, yeah, we know this is our kid and Jesus did this. No, 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 we don't want to get into trouble. That's a great reason for why they're not responsive. Eh? We don't want to get into trouble. We don't want to break the quiet, comfortable pattern of our lives. So Lent is about basically new life. The German word Lent just means springtime, where new life is supposed to appear. But that new life only comes at the cost of something else dying in us. This is the problem with Lent and much of the teaching and preaching on Lent, that it is clearly negative. It is clearly an emphasis on the dying, on the mortification, on the killing of the self, of one's, of all kinds of things in oneself, without any much intimation of what this is supposed to be in service of. It's supposed to be in service of life. A larger life. To really put us into the world. Because to the extent that we're not responsive, means that we're not in the world. We're in our heads, maybe, or in our own little cozy circle of security, but we're not really in the world. Of course, that's the genius of Jesus, so far as I can make it out. He missed nothing. Nobody escaped his notice. The most insignificant, in fact, particularly the most insignificant, the most debased, the most thoroughly marginalized, ignored, that the rest of us are just keep in their place. So, responsibility, drastically meaning of that word, is not some kind of onerous weight driving me, as it is when I hear the word responsibility most of the time. It's a kind of inner freedom and liberation which enables me to fully live in this world. Not some kind of nice alternate spiritual world, but this world, a concrete reality of people in need, of people being ignored, of my own willing ignorance about myself in so many places. So during Lent, a couple of weeks that are left, I'm going to be praying more intensely than I have to let me see my own blind spots. Let me extirpate that. Let me die to that insensitivity, that unawareness, that irresponsibility.